Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Saba. Primarily, there is this one text which is narrated in this regard. However, it has two different chains of narration, and both these narratives are reported allegedly from the Prophet by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. One of these chains is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is found in Salisbury's tafsir. The words of Al-Wasit are, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ السَّبَى لَمْ يَبْقَى رَسُولٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌّ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ رَفِيقًا مُصَافِحًا, which means that a person who recites Surah Saba, then every single messenger and every single prophet of God will be his companion on the Day of Judgment and will meet him in a fashion, in a manner that the prophet or that messenger is actually shaking hands with this person who recited Surah Saba. Now, this narrative is regarded to be absolutely concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information recorded in his book, Tehzib al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place his words about him are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayr al-siqa. And Abu Zura ibn Hatim regard him to be za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, that he's been abandoned. And another comment of Imam Nasai is laysa bi-siqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi about him says that he's za'if al-hadith chittan. He's extremely weak in matters of hadith. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see that this information tells us how weak this narrative is, and it is perhaps on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely fabricated and concocted, and it has no basis at all. And since the same two narrators also exist in the other chain of narration, so it is absolutely certain that that too is totally concocted. And all in all, we can see that this narrative does not hold water. It's absolutely a fabricated narrative. And as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this should not be done by going through these narratives or acting upon what they say, because they have no truth in them, because they're absolutely baseless. The true way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to understand the message of that surah, is to have a living relationship with that surah, and is to reflect on its meanings and to spread what it says to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.